Number 43. An American warship once paid a visit to a port in a hot country where the British Navy had a base, and the captain of the British base invited the officers of the American warship to a party ashore. Now, Americans like their drinks to have plenty of ice in them, even in a cold climate. But at the time of the warship's visit to the British base, it was generally known that the British hardly ever had ice, even in the hottest countries. The captain of the American ship didn't want to have to drink warm drinks at the British party, but it would have been very impolite to refuse the British captain's invitation. So the American captain accepted, but an hour before the party was due to begin, sent a small boat ashore to his host with several large tins of ice from the warship's refrigerators. When the American officers went ashore for the party, they were looking forward to having plenty of ice in their drinks. They were therefore very surprised when, on their arrival, they were served drinks with no ice in them at all. They thought that the servants might perhaps not yet have had time to unpack the ice that had been sent from the ship. But the party continued, and still there was no ice. Of course, the American officers were too polite to ask what had happened to the ice that they had sent. When the party at last came to an end, the American captain thanked his British host for the pleasant party. Then the secret of the ice came out. The British captain thanked the American captain for it and said, "It allowed me to have the first really cold bath I've had in this place."
One. What place did an American warship once pay a visit to? Two. Who did the captain of the British base invite to a party ashore? Three. How do Americans like to have their drinks? Four. What was generally known at the time of the warship's visit? 5. Why did the American captain accept the British captain's invitation? 6. What did the American captain do an hour before the party was due to begin? 7. What were the American officers looking forward to? 8. What were they surprised at on their arrival? 9. What did they think was the reason why there was no ice in the drinks? 10. For what purpose was the ice actually used?